It was a little abrupt of an ending by Mark Twain. That was about barbers. We'll have maybe some of Aesop's fables for the last 5 minutes, but let's see which ones we want to read. Give me a second. This is Aesop's Fables. This is The Lion and the Mouse. Once, when a lion was asleep, a little mouse began running up and down upon him. This soon wakened the lion, who placed his huge paw upon him, and opened his big jaws to swallow him. "Pardon, O King," cried the little mouse. Forgive me this time. I shall never forget it. Who knows but what I may be able to do you a turn some of these days. The lion was so tickled at the idea of the mouse being able to help him that he lifted up his paw and let him go. Some time after, the lion was caught in a trap, and the hunters who desired to carry him alive to the king tied him to a tree while they went in search of a wagon to carry him on. Just then, the little mouse happened to pass by, and seeing the sad plight in which the lion was, went up to him and soon gnawed away the ropes that bound the king of the beasts. "Was I not right?" said the little mouse. Little friends may prove great friends. That was The Lion and the Mouse from Aesop's Fables. I heard from somebody that you wanted to hear more Aesop's Fables, but that could be wrong. This is The Swallow and the Other Birds. It happened that a countryman was sowing some hemp seeds in a field where a swallow and some other birds were hopping about picking up their food. "Beware of that man," quoth the swallow. "Why, what is he doing?" said the others. "That is hemp seed he is sowing. Be careful to pick up every one of the seeds, or else you will repent it." The birds paid no heed to the swallow's words, and by the hemp grew up and was made into cord, and of the cords nets were made, and many a bird that had despised the swallow's advice was caught in nets made out of that very hemp. "What did I tell you?" said the swallow. "Destroy the seed of evil, or it will grow up to your ruin." That was The Swallow and the Other Birds. Seems to, I've heard again that it's not yet midnight and you're not yet asleep, and so I guess I'll try and read you another one. This is The Hares and the Frogs. The hares were so persecuted by the other beasts they did not know where to go. As soon as they saw a single animal approach them, off they used to run. One day they saw a troop of wild horses stampeding about, and in quite a panic all the hares scuttled off to a lake hard by, determined to drown themselves rather than live in such a continual state of fear. But just as they got near the bank of the lake, a troop of frogs, frightened in their turn by the approach of the hares, scuttled off and jumped into the water. "Truly," said one of the hares, "things are not so bad as they seem. There is always someone worse off than yourself." And who's more worse off than me, who is ending my show? Up next, we have Spiritual Music with Bruce Springsteen at 666. We're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 megahertz FM. And you want the mic, or do you want to just play some music? Of course you'll take the mic.
Wow. Hey, guys. This is WRCT Pittsburgh. Hopefully you enjoyed those fables, but now it's time to actually stay in bed and relax, get comfortable for the upcoming spring break. My name is Bruce Springsteen, 666, and this is Spiritual Music, a show that plays all kinds of electronic music at the midnight hour on Fridays. Last week, I took you to a rave in Trance, my future club, but little did you know that there's a secret second room too, where ambient and down-tempo tracks are played. And tonight, I'm taking you there. As always, I'll be naming track titles and artists, but if you miss it, they'll be available on WRCT.org. First track of the night is In Mind by Slow Dive. Yes, the Slow Dive. Let's relax. Great. Next up, we got Single Gun Theory with Fall.
Thank you.
If you're just tuning in now, welcome to Spiritual Music, the midnight show where you get ready and relaxed for this upcoming spring break weekend. Now playing is Chronic Love by Miki Nakatani.
Some kind of alien, maybe. time to get wise.
Last track that was just played was Extremist by Hal, and now is Time to Get Wise by William Orbit. Yeah. hardware. Hard or hard adjacent. Mixed groove, hypnotic, hardcore, gabber, electronica. I play what I like. Every Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WRCT. What I just played for you guys was Little Star by The Madonna from my favorite album of hers, Ray of Light. Now we have Ants to You, Gods to Who by Andre 3000. Earlier, I had to make the hard decision of either playing Andre 3000's new album or some classic Vangelis, and I think I made the right choice for this ambient night. Thank you. Here comes another radio promo for my friend's show, Womp Womp. I womp, you womp, we all womp for Womp Womp. Tune in Wednesday, 6 to 7 p.m. for an hour of indie, folk, shoegaze, etc. with DJ Vern on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Welcome to the second half hour of the show. This is Taurus with Lose Control, an amazing ambient pop mashup of Control by Matrix and Future Bound, and Ready for It by Taylor Swift. Yeah, like actually.
Take me over the edge. I don't wanna lose control. But the minute I feel you.
I just realized that today is now the last day of February this year. How sad. Tomorrow, technically, is March. This is Not 17 by Mandalay. Is It Could Be Sweet by Portishead. If you want track titles, artist names, they're all publicly available on WRCT.org. Go to schedule, look for spiritual music, and you'll find all the past playlists of this radio show. And you can also see the track list for today's show as well. WRCT is supported by Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. More information about selling records and new releases is available at 412-821-8484 or at atticrecordstoreinc.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Now playing is Somewhere by M.O. Book. That's M-L-B-U-C-H. you just heard was Six Underground by Sneaker Pimps. And now will be Close by Tegan Northwood. WRCT Pittsburgh. The time is now 1 a.m. So unfortunately, this will be the last track of my show. I forgot to mention that this track is titled Close, and this will be the closing track. Again, if you want track titles, artist names, they're all publicly available on WRCT.org. Go to schedule, look for spiritual music, and you'll find all the past playlists of this radio show, including the current one. Programming will be back at 6 a.m. with Cruising the Decades with Brad Savage. And I will play this track till its end. Have a good night, everyone.
people equal to power, unlimited mind, legitimate cry. The peace is continuous to strenuous hours of living, but the road does show possible rise for justice. A must and office to cut off love for what is. Remember, unified embraces of a peace of mind, a teacher kind, reaching high and lifting low, sifting out the skeptical, love and free from obstacles.